What's up, friends, on Emily Caroline's podcast tonight. Thank you for joining me on this awesome adventure tonight and this conversation. So what has brought to my attention with so many cool and wonderful things that God has taught me is birthdays, celebrating your birthday. So let me just put this straight. My boyfriend Ted, he loves giving gifts, but he doesn't like to receive because it's just not one of his gifts given. But the funny thing is that my grandma was the same way. And so today I'm going to be talking about being thankful for whatever age you turn on whatever birthday. And I'm talking about this because so many people lately in our lives that have had birthdays are like, well, I'm not really excited for my birthday, or there's nothing really that exciting about it, or it's just another year, another age, more mowing, more paying bills. And I understand that life looks like that, and life is like that for all of us in a lot of ways, and in the same ways too. But I want to encourage you with this, with just remembering that each year is God-given. We're not given each year as just an opportunity to live. Like, we're not here because we are here because of our desires. Like, I don't have a desire to live on this earth right now. Like, God can take me up to heaven any day. But he has bigger plans for us. And so if it is your birthday today, or if it's been your birthday this year, I mean, all of us have a birthday in a year, but if it's been your birthday recently and you've just felt really down and discouraged and depressed, like, it's my birthday and I'm not excited about it because no one celebrates me. I don't have very many friends. I don't have much family right now. Everyone doesn't want to hang out because of COVID and a whole bunch of other stuff. Look to God. Because, and think about all of the birthdays that you've had in your past in your life. Think about all those birthdays and how much you've grown, how much you've matured in your relationship with God, or just in yourself. If you don't know who God is, I encourage you to. And just look to the perspectives of what God shows us and shows you. For me, I love birthdays. I really, really do. I love having my own birthday. I love turning a new age. I don't know if that's going to change when I get older, but I do know that I love birthdays because it's a God-given year. He gives each of us a new year to do new memories together, dreams, goals, desires, prayers, family, to add a new family member, have babies. Like, God gives us a new year for a reason. So why should we take advantage of that and just say there's nothing new, there's nothing exciting about birthdays and turning your age? Don't think about like, yep, I'm 80 and it's 1 year until death. Like, that's not speaking life, it's speaking death. We need to speak life into the soul of Jesus Christ. We need to be fulfilled in Christ instead of our own earthly desires, which is so hard, and I completely understand that, because, I mean, I struggle with that same thing too. But the same thing with the Lord is that we, as we look back when we were babies, and now if you're like in your 30s or 22, I am 22, and as I look back to all those years of birthdays, each year was a gift, filled with different family, new family, different friends, and new friends, and all together at the same time. And that's a blessing. And, you know, the year of COVID, we actually did a video chat with family on my side for my birthday. Was it the birthday that I planned to have? No. But it's the birthday that God gave us, and at least we had that chance to video chat. Like, God gives us little blessings here and there, and we just don't see them because we want to see what we want to see. We don't want to see what God wants to show us. And that's so hard when it comes into a compact in this world, because there's so many times when we're reading our Bible, especially for me, when I'm reading my Bible, I'm like, God, just show me what I want to see and what I want to hear. But it's all about God when we read our Bible. What does he want for our lives? What is his desires for us? What is his purpose? What is his plan? What is his timing? What is his salvation? What is his mercy? What does his suffering look like in our lives? Not about what about me, what about me? It's about him. And each of us are selfish. We're grown to be selfish. I mean, we're sinners in Christ, but Christ died on the cross for all of our sins, so we are forgiven each time we sin and ask him for forgiveness. And that's where our freedom comes in and sets us free completely in our relationship with him, if you have a relationship with him. If you don't, I encourage you to. My point is being encouraged by every year of your birthday, whether you get gifts, whether you get $100 from your grandparents, or anything. Like, it doesn't have to do with gifts. Look to the love and the people in your life. How many people love you, support you, care for you, pray for you, encourage you, and just are there for you. Even if you don't have a ton of family or friends, look to God, because God loves you. He created you, and he created that birthday. And that's the one part where I just totally fell in love with birthdays, because God, He created us in that day of our birth. He created our birthdays. And I just think that's so marvelous in so many different ways. So I encourage you that if you have or know somebody that is just discouraged that they don't have much to celebrate on their birthday this year, and that they're turning older, or maybe they are really sick and they just haven't had the greatest birthdays in the past, pray for them. Give them a card, give them a hug, or celebrate with them, because each person deserves to be celebrated, because God would do that for us. So I hope this encouraged you guys tonight, and thanks for joining on Emily Caroline's podcast.